that spark, you'll start the greatest fire.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to KTLK Fringe.fm, and this is Mindfire. And my name is Maverick Matthews. Today, I have another little story in the beginning, first 20 minutes, and then around minute 19, 20, I have another DJ set for you. The classic format we started this with. Big changes coming down the pipe for Mindfire. Very excited. Cool things, developments. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to all the people who have reached out to me on maverickmatthews.com through the contact page, or if you've submitted a tip, or if you've gone to Fringe FM and donated there. This is a little growing baby thing. It's a sprout in a nest. It's a sprout in a nest. And the only way that sprout's gonna hatch, okay, is if you play your part of the mama and you come sit on us. That's how it works, folks. Sorry. This show is going to get a lot more loose. I'm trying to embrace the station in life that I'm in. I've been speaking to an old mentor again. One of the biggest pieces of advice that she gave me was don't take yourself so seriously, and realize that all of this is an infinite kind of folly jest thing. You have to learn to find the comedy in everything. Otherwise, you really are taking it too seriously. I have been guilty of doing this. Go listen to the past episodes. I can barely... Some of them are... I mean, like, they're interesting. They're only good because I know they're going to get better. If they never got any better, they'd just be cringy forever. You don't want to die in the cringe phase. Just like you don't want to die, like, in the, oh, I just started working out again phase. You don't want to die in the, oh, I finally got rich phase. You want to stretch the best part of life out. So don't take your shit so seriously. Please forgive the purple language. All right. I thought I might spend the next 15 minutes talking about something truly fascinating. Truly. And then I decided not to do that, and I thought, how about just do a stream of consciousness? How about you just entertain people instead with your fantastic mind?
Cranston Injury Law wants to get you the most for your injury.
I had my hand crushed in a Ferndorf Trenolator, and there was soft tissue damage, and Cranston Injury Law sued that company out of business just because I had misused the machine, and they got me $7 trillion for my settlement.
Cranston Injury Law.
All right, thank you. Thank you to our sponsors, Cranston Injury Law. Very important. I thought what I would do is share a few clips with you to give you ideas before I play the electronic music. I'm sorry, that whole introduction was a farce. It's a test. It's really a kind of matrix or maze for the population to see if you'll stick past the first 3 minutes, and then you get the real stuff. It's kind of like everything else in life. If you put up with the workouts, you get the good body. If you put up with the abstaining from bad food, you get to be skinny. If you put up with the fights in a relationship, you get to have the beauty of a relationship. You put up with the maintenance of a high-caliber sports machine, you get to enjoy that. I mean, it translates to everything. You put in the time to raise a good kid, you get a great kid. It's everything's the same. So I thought what I would do at this juncture is give you a few quotes or ideas to contemplate, because my whole purpose in giving away and creating these electronic music sets is because I trained to these. I went out into the marketplace of electronic music, and it's like an Indiana Jones style alleyway, you know, of these giant buildings that are made of sand. And you're just walking down the middle, and there's all these little vendors with roofs, and they're like, hey, listen to this, these beats. Try these beats. How about these beats? Auto beats are the best. I wasn't finding in the marketplace the things I wanted to train to, because electronic music, like everything else, has been destroyed. Why? Once something grows, it immediately begins to decay. Literally and metaphorically. Spiritually, unless it's tended, it can be kept up spiritually. But physically, no matter how much tending you do, Joe Rogan will not last forever. He will die. But he's an amazing human monkey experiment. He takes Tim Ferriss. You know, Joe Rogan is Tim Ferriss on steroids. Joe Rogan is Tim Ferriss on HGH. Joe Rogan is Tim Ferriss, who's not afraid. Yeah, it's just less fear. I want to see Tim morph towards Joe Rogan. And I think he needs to, like, spend the weekend with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Although Arnold's gotten weird and conservative. Anyway, to digress, I want to give you a few things to inspire you. But the avenue of electronic music, it's a bunch of hucksters trying to pawn garbage wares on us. And I'm not trying to take on any pretensions about what the quality of mix I'm providing. What I'm saying is I went out and created an electronic music mix of my own time and time again so that I would have something to go out and hit the trail to run on, and hit the street to ride on, and hit the weights pump on, you know, whatever it was. I needed to find a different tone. So put yourself in a flow state for this. But the reason I'm giving you these little ideas, these quotes, this unnecessarily verbose yet absolutely necessary intro, is because I want you to have ideas to contemplate while you train. And you can't just give these ideas away. They have to be dripped like coffee. That's what the word packaging is. So think about this idea from Charles Bukowski. It's on the sacred spark.
I was laying in bed one night and I said, I'll just go to hell with it. And another voice in me said, don't quit. Save a tiny little ember, a spark, and never give them that spark. Because as long as you have that spark, you can start the greatest fire again. I was working at a ladies' dress shop, and they made me work 2 hours overtime. I still kept the spark. I said, I will not quit. I will not let them kill me. So I'm walking out, and two guys in the office smoking cigars. Hey, Bukowski, come here a minute. They were laughing at me, and I knew they were laughing at me because I was just a slave when I'm standing there. So I went home. It was a very long walk. I remember the trees were frozen. It was in winter. It was in St. Louis. And the landlady had put these letters under my door. And I opened the one, and it said, we've accepted your short story. It said, oh, the fire I saved has a chance. But the funniest thing is they took a bad story.
They took a bad story. Think about this. This man, you know, a lot of people don't understand Charles Bukowski. A lot of people don't know about him anymore. For a long time, he was widely regarded to be, most of the 20th century, one of the best short story writers ever. In a particular kind of nonfiction. Why? Well, it wasn't just because he was concise. And so many people who don't know Bukowski, they pretend they know him and they go, oh, but he was such a terrible person. Like, dude, all you have to do is read Ham on Rye, which is essential. It's hard to read. It's just the record of his childhood and his upbringing and what it was like to be a young immigrant boy from another country living in America, figuring it out in, like, the 50s, you know? What people miss about Bukowski... Yes, he was a degenerate. Yes, he was a, you know, however you want to characterize him, he wasn't a balanced character. But his redeeming quality, the thing that people loved so much about him, was how honest he was about that. Most people are hiding behind 10 or 20 masks nowadays. Just go on anyone's Instagram profile. Imagine what Bukowski's Instagram profile would have been like. You want to have a mind experiment? I bet it would be the most watched profile of all time if Charles Bukowski had an Instagram page. Wow. The pictures he would take, they'd be all fucked up and taken like old people, you know, with fingers and poorly framed and bad lighting and bad angles and all the mistakes the older folks make. And that's starting to be me, by the way. But imagine the photos. Terry Richardson kind of channeled him visually, but not really. And so the reason I put this Bukowski quote in here is because, like, even as a degenerate, even as, you know, someone who's still to this day perceived as like a low, you didn't achieve, you didn't have your fancy mansion, you didn't have your, you know, he ended up in Palos Verdes eventually once he got famous, but that was like in his 60s, 70s, you know? Most of his life, he was like a postman, scrapping it out. Most people, myself included, will repeatedly go through phases which force them to like buckle down and like scrap it out. Be inspired by him and let this music help you focus and train. Again, if you're listening to this in an archive, forward to minute 20 if you just want to start the set. Start training. If not, I appreciate your indulgence here. Let's do another inspiring quote. This inspiring quote comes from my tow truck driver, Jim, who gave me one of the most incredible rides on a flatbed tow truck. I thought at certain points my Jeep Rubicon four-door was going to fly off the back of this flatbed. I want you to imagine an angry Chris Farley. And I got into the cab after he had put my car on the back. And there was an empty crate of Mountain Dew. And this poor bastard was just being worked to the bone. He had just adopted a little boy. He seemed like a really good person, but he was at his wit's end. He was being overworked, and he was a product of our modern society. And so I'll admit, I took my phone out, and I started recording our conversation. That's because it was too incredible. And this guy was he treated me like a gentleman and a scholar the whole time, but just needed to vent. So I think this is worth listening to. It's very interesting. And Jim, wherever you are, be good to your little boy. Little boy you just adopted. And here's Jim. This is the motivational quote, Jim.
This is the first time I've even bitched about anything. Anything. I've been at this company for 3 years. First time I've bitched about anything. I'm not bitching to you, I'm just venting.
No, I get it. It's like fun.
I just had the weekend off, which I had to work my fucking ass off. I had to do 3 fucking on-calls. My on-calls, my shit's fucked up because, okay, so we'll say last week, pay period starts at, new pay period starts Friday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it stops. At Thursday, they do direct deposit. They don't give you a check or no bullshit. Direct deposit because it's just easier that way. Got a payroll company that just deposits shit.
Sure.
So,
All right, this is an interesting anomaly and observation. At this point in the conversation, Jim stops talking. And he identifies something that I didn't identify. And then if you continue to listen, you'll notice that all of a sudden, a siren comes up and an ambulance cruises through this intersection. And he reacts by blasting his horn and scaring the living crap out of me. So interesting organic interjection. But this is where he identifies it, and I'm just like, why is he pausing? And then all of a sudden, a couple seconds later, you can hear it in the background. And he has like a kind of highway awareness that the average person doesn't have. And I maybe have had this at different stages when I was a professional driver, both as an outdoor guide and for film and television. you start to notice things that maybe the average driver doesn't, because they're just going back and forth to work. Well, when the road is your work. Anyway, watch this pause. Watch what happens.
So, so you got to work the week before, the weekend. Once you work a weekend, you're off the next weekend. So, okay, cool. We've been doing, was going from one on call. Was going from one on call. So go from one on call. Say, okay, so Friday's the pay period, so.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm not going to burden you with the rest of that interaction, but maybe I will give you a little. I might give you a little bit. I might.
I work all day and my on call by myself. So I get every call that comes through during the day and all the calls, rotation, police calls, everything by myself all day Saturday till Sunday morning. 7 o'clock, then I get off. I park my truck. I can't take my truck home because the apartments I live in, they let me do it for a year. They don't want me doing it again.
All right. Why would I put this in here? Why would I do this? The whole time I was sitting there next to this poor bastard, all I could think was, like, with one different decision, this could have been me. I mean, granted, he's made a few. You know, he was pretty large. He's drinking 16 to 18 Mountain Dews per session. Probably not the best move. But I still understand how people get in that position. And God knows I've been in some bad ones myself. Coming out of some bad decisions, you know, myself, even now. So the reason I put this in here is a reminder. Go listen to the Bukowski and Think Profound, a man who became profound regardless of his environment. The second one, Jim, maybe he didn't become profound. But they are still cautionary tales. You have the ability to choose your outcome. And it depends on how hard you train. So even if you didn't get to set this up and time it so that you got to be at the gym, here is the electronic music. Go back and find it. But we're still going to drop it right now. And I'm proud of it. It's a progressive set. It's amazing. It's good. You're listening to Mindfire on Fringe FM with Maverick Matthews. Thank you for being here. Thank you.
It's the Mav Mix.
Pocket-sized expression. The Mav Mix.
Oh, I feel like Hypnotic push to start it, push my button. 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 Push to start it. This robotic, pull the plug and push to start it. Pick the step, disregard it. Push my button, push to start it.
Is it brighter, brighter when I'm with you?
all she wrote, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to Mindfire only on Fringe FM. An experimental set, the first part a little crazy, wacky inspiration, the second part, I hope, some electronic music that took you to that place. It certainly took me there the first time I listened to it and played it. Visit fringe.fm for more information. Also consider visiting maverickmatthews.com. You can also follow me on the Instagram at @the_real_maverickmatthews. A follow there would really mean the world to me. I want to repeat the address, but I think that sounds too infomercially. And that is our show. Thank you for being here. Thank you to our sponsors, Cranston Injury Law. My name is Maverick Matthews. This is Mindfire, and I will see you next week.
Cranston Injury Law wants to get you the most for your injury.
I had my hand crushed in a Ferdorf Trenolator, and there was soft tissue damage, and Cranston Injury Law sued that company out of business just because I had misused the machine, and they got me $7 trillion for my settlement.
Cranston Injury Law.